At SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Millions of people in the western U.S. are bracing for more bad winter weather. At least 9 states are expecting heavy rain, wind, high surf, and snow. Portions of Oregon and Northern California could see up to 8 inches of rain and wind gusts near 70 miles an hour. Areas from Utah to Washington are under a winter storm warning. A new poll suggests that most voters support Senate confirmation for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., picked by President Trump to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe the Senate should confirm RFK Jr.'s nomination, while 35% are opposed and 14% are not sure. The survey of 1,099 U.S. likely voters was conducted on December 17th through 19th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon and Starbucks employees are back at work. Strikes at both companies have ended without a resolution. Delivery drivers with the Teamsters Union walked off the job at Amazon in several cities over pay and demands that Amazon recognize them as employees. Starbucks workers united, striking at more than 300 stores over wages and benefits. A Russian ship is detained in the Baltic Sea. Keith Peters has more.
Finnish police say authorities detained a ship linked to neighboring Russia as they investigate whether it damaged a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables. It was the latest incident involving disruption of key infrastructure. Police and border guards boarded the Eagle S and took control as they investigate damage to the Estlink 2 undersea power cable. The cable brings electricity from Finland to Estonia across the Baltic Sea. The cable went down on Wednesday. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be doing some globetrotting in 2025.
The popular evangelist has released his schedule of gospel festivals for the new year, and it includes stops in 6 countries. In March, Graham plans to preach in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, then travel to Berlin in May. June finds him back in London for another one of his frequent visits to the United Kingdom. In September, he is scheduled to go to Brussels. October is Madrid. And his final international festival of 2025 is in Buenos Aires in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas was celebrated quite differently in 2 troubled areas of the Middle East. Bethlehem marked another somber Christmas in the wake of last October's attack by terror group Hamas on Israel, which has triggered more than a year of war. In Syria, Christians celebrated the holiday openly in their churches for the first time since the ouster of dictator Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. A tragic story out of New Hampshire. State investigators are looking into the deaths of 4 people in a home on Christmas Day. Correspondent Mike Hempen has details.
Authorities suspect carbon monoxide poisoning may have been what killed 4 people in a Wakefield, New Hampshire home. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey says police were called to the house for a welfare check, and when they arrived, they found the bodies of 4 adults. Speaking on WMUR-TV, Toomey says this has been a tough year.
It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
Toomey says the deceased include 2 older adults and 2 younger adults. Other family members called police to check on them after they did not show up as expected at a Christmas Day gathering. I'm Mike Hempen.
Recalled eggs from Costco are now being classified at the highest risk level for potential salmonella contamination. More details at SRNnews.com.